two or three positions done. I mean, why not, right?
Yeah. The whole D line, you gotta know it.
Well, I guess while everybody's gathering around, I'm just gonna ask about the inside backers behind you, type of energy that you see from Harvey Longy, Manoah Pakula, those guys.
They bring a lot of energy. I like it a lot. They're hard hitters. They're go 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 and.
A lot of what your job is, you know, particularly playing nose now, is tie up blockers and allow those guys to be able to run free and penetrate. How satisfying is it for you, even though maybe you don't always get the tackle, when it's somebody you've tied up and one of those guys is able to come in and make something happen?
I guess I thought about that a little bit, like going into nose, but it's a team sport, you know, and it's a crucial position. Had big shoes to fill as far as, you know, replacing Travis Tuiloma. And, you know, it's not as fun. You know, you're not always, like, in there on the tackle, but everyone has a part, and I'm grateful to just have a part on the defense.
What's been maybe the biggest change or biggest difference is it in moving there to the middle? I mean, is that it? Just not maybe rushing as much like that, or...?
Yeah, it's just a different feel for the game. I think Travis is more natural at nose, and I feel like I'm more natural at and kind of inside. But no, I've had reps at nose a lot before last year. But I mean, being like specifically at nose, it's a little more challenging getting double teamed or, you know, freeing it up, hopefully taking on blocks for someone else.
I've heard it said that nose tackle position is the most important defensive position in this defense, and that you're responsible for so much. I don't claim to understand why that is. Can you explain to me what's so important about that position?
I think just like you said, you're eating up blocks. Our tackles take up the front side A, which is a little harder. You got to kind of react to the center. Whichever way he goes, you got to take the front side of where he's going. Like, so if he goes, so the center's here. If he goes left, my left, I have to make sure I get, you know, the front side, which is kind of hard because I'm going off of him. And so it is hard because I'm usually getting double teamed or triple teamed, and it's crucial as far as like the run D being able to stop the middle.
Got to be stout. Got to be pretty tough to play that position. It sounds
like. Yeah, got to be tough.
The mustache doesn't hurt. I mean, that's a fierce mustache game you've got.
Yeah, going on. I know. Right, I'm now trying to intimidate. You know, like he's got a mustache. You know, like what's going on? Got to be crazy to have a mustache.
Is it the best stash on the team?
No, Jake Zielkowski probably has one of the best ones. Or Kyle Johnson. They have a good stash.
What are you doing to prepare for UCLA?
Just having good practice, stay mentally tough and assignment sound and just, yeah, these are the things, assignment sound and mentally tough.
UCLA's quarterback's been getting a lot of press nationally here, but a quarterback's only as good as his offensive line. What kind of stands out about that O-line through the first couple of days?
They're all big. They all seem very, you know, technical. They're all good as far as assignment. Their assignments go from what I've seen so far.